People who live their dreams write thousands of books, and I need to read their books to discover how they made their dreams come true. Then I need to transplant their thoughts into my mind. I eat 3 meals a day to feed my body, and I should read at least 3 times a day to feed my mind. Good books contain enough positive and empowering thoughts to feed my mind for a lifetime. I need to consume good books until they consume me. Most people are mentally malnourished. They watch television when they should be reading. 1 hour of reading a positive book does more good for my mind than watching 100 hours of television. Even if I live for 1,000 years, I should not waste more than 1 hour per day watching television. Reading allows me to change who I am by transplanting new thoughts into my mind. When I read a positive book, I do a positive thought transplant, and each positive word changes my life forever. I've got my anchor firmly down in paradise. While living overseas for the past 28 years, I've had an excellent opportunity to see how people live their dreams in different cultures around the world. I've lived in and visited many countries in which people survive on a few hundred dollars a year. They have simple lifestyles, eat ordinary food, and they are content. While I was cruising around the world on exit only, I discovered that it really doesn't take very much for a human being to survive and be happy. The cost of living isn't that high in 95% of the places I visited. When I returned to the USA, I discovered that the cost of living high is astronomical. I now live in a country where people watch widescreen, high-definition televisions that cost $4,000. They drive cars that cost $40,000, and they live in houses that often cost $400,000 and up. Something happened during those 28 years while I was gone. If I had to use one phrase to describe what has happened, I would say it this way. Things have gone over the top. Houses are over the top. Hotels are over the top. Reality TV is over the top. Quiz shows with million-dollar prizes are over the top. Everything has gone over the top, and it's not working that well for most people. There's a type of malaise running rampant in our country. Things are out of control, and people know it. I've been thinking a great deal about whether I want to get involved in this over-the-top way of life. The truth is, I don't want to, but the reality is, it's extremely difficult to escape from its clutches. I've had to come to a new and uneasy agreement with life. For the next couple of years, I'm going to be sailing to windward in the over-the-top storm that is lashing our shores. This storm is an irritating distraction that I must endure, but that's okay. I've been there and done that in the past, and I can do it again. I'm not too worried about my present situation because I know that in a couple of years I'm going to be someplace other than here. I've got Bora Bora on my mind, my anchor is firmly down in paradise, and it won't be long before my next adventure begins. Thank God for dreams. No matter where I am, I can still put my anchor down in paradise and continue working on my dreams. I am on a mental diet. I don't allow myself to watch more than 1 hour of television each day. It's not that I'm against entertainment. It's just that I don't want most of what's on television to get into my mind. In my mental diet, I feed my mind many positive meals each day. First, I read Maximum Strength Positive Thinking and feed my mind positive self-talk. Second, I read inspirational stories that fill my mind with hope. Third, I listen to positive podcasts that push my mind in a positive direction. Fourth, I maintain a persistently and consistently positive focus by looking at power graphics and positive pictures. And fifth, I read scriptures that fill my heart with God's love. Now that I have a positive mental diet, a miracle has happened. I have a positive operating system running in my mind, and there is no limit to how good my life can become.